Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See if Ronnie Brown maybe can shed a little clarity. And you know, I trust you with my life, Crowder.
You don't trust me with my physical accomplishments,
well,
though, do
it's
you?
It's not that I don't trust you. It's just when I start to add all this up, it's almost like, you know, when you read about Kim Jong-un shot an 18 playing golf because no one will dispute him. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Ronnie Brown is joining us, Pro Bowl running back and teammate of Crowder's and friend of Crowder's. And then we learned, thank you for being on the show, Ronnie. We learned from Crowder yesterday that you are a serious bowler. He was telling us you've got a second roll ball. I don't know what even they're called. Yeah, the shoes, all this stuff. But let me just start here, because I want someone that maybe I want you, a friend of Crowder's, to say yes, I firmly believe this, or this sounds a little, I don't know, shady. I believe Crowder has told me before that he shot a hole-in-one on a regulation golf course and that Jeff Darlington from ESPN can vouch for him. Yesterday, I learned that Crowder has hit a 7-10 split while bowling. And that's a very difficult feat while you're bowling. And now I've come to the conclusion that he might be the only person on the planet that has intercepted Tom Brady, shot a hole-in-one at golf, and picked up the 7-10 split while bowling. When I lay it all out there for you, Ronnie, knowing Channing as you do, does that sound maybe, does it sound real?
It's real, but I don't know real to who. That's the question. Because I've come to know there's a difference between real and reality as of late. People are... It's a thin line between the two. And so my friend, my buddy, my pal, my homeboy, Channing, we can embellish the story a little bit from time to time. So, you know, potentially it could have happened. The likelihood. Now we've got to talk percentages. I don't know.
That's what I said. If you look up the odds of hitting a hole-in-one, then you look up the odds of picking up a 7-10 split, then you look up the odds of intercepting Tom Brady. This is astronomical numbers we're talking about.
You know, the funny thing is the best odds is probably intercepting Tom Brady. Like, that's the reality of it. If you look over the course of this season, this past season, in his fashion to go to a superb Super Bowl in Tom Brady fashion, he threw a few interceptions. So that's a possibility. Now the hole-in-one, the 7-10 split, not so much. I'm not a you gotta show me.
Black, as much as we done bowled together, you've never hit a 7-10 split?
Nah, I don't think so. Unless I messed up and I hit it in the gutter and it came out and it jumped out and it hit. It wasn't intentional. Let me say that. I didn't do it on purpose. If I did.
No hole in ones either, Black.
Nah, man. I done got close, but no cigar, man. I got closest to the pin. That's about close as I've come to it. I've seen one, but I ain't never even. Nah.
See, wait a second. I want to pin Crowder down on this now, because it's one thing when I'm saying it. This is your friend, Ronnie Brown, here. That's what I'm saying. You go, hey, we've been known to embellish a story every now and then. Well, either you hit a hole in one and you picked up a 7-10 split, or do you think it's possible, Ronnie, that it was a 7-8 And he thought it was a 7-10 split because he had had a little too much to drink. Is that possible?
Yeah, it could have been 4-7, 6-10, something like that. Not quite 7-10. You know, that's kind of hard. I don't even see too many people on TV get those. But, hey, I mean, there is. You asked me, is it possible? There's a possibility. It's just, if we're speaking likelihood, that's probably not the most likely thing.
Okay. Let me lay this out.
If anybody can
then.
Do it, I got confidence in my boy, that my buddy. He can do it. If anybody can do it and going to be confident about doing it, you got the right one in Crowder.
Let me lay this out then, Hawk. I'm just there's a human in this world that got drafted by the Seattle Mariners coming out of high school, decided to go play for Auburn, ends up going undefeated at Auburn in 2004, gets drafted number 2, goes to the Dolphins, is the face of the Wildcat offense, a Pro Bowler in 2008, and he done all that stuff. Is that possible as well? Led the NFL
absolutely.
In total yards.
That, absolutely.
That's more possible than a hole-in-one yes, in a 7-10 split?
That is a man who has dedicated his life to a sport and climbing the ladder in that particular sport. Very believable. Now throw in hitting a hole-in-one and picking up a 7-10 split. And like, you know, there are professional golfers that will go their entire careers without hitting a hole-in-one. And there are professional bowlers that will go their entire careers without hitting a 7-10 split. So now I'm just adding them all up. Again, I'm not doubting you, Crowder. I trust you with my life. I'm just wondering if there may be the slight, as Ronnie Brown described it, embellishment in your story, or maybe some sort of factual mischaracterization of what actually happened.
The hole in one, Black. I was golfing with Jeff Darlington. He called the show and confirmed that I hit a hole in one. I was about 175 out and dropped a hole in one at Heron Bay in Coral Springs.
I mean, I don't doubt that. That 7-10 split, that's probably the least likely thing that you said. Tom Brady, I see that. The hole-in-one, I mean, you just got to get lucky. You just, you know, the people who hit hole-in-ones, it has to be some type of good roll. It ain't too many guys that can just dunk it in the pen. And so, I mean, that's likelihood, and we could always call Jeff and verify that. He's a findable person. But the 7-10 split, I haven't heard any vouchers for that one.
But Black, remember when we used to bowl, you had your whole setup. I used to grab the little itty bitty 8 and slam it as hard as I can into the pins. So just think about
you're
that.
Right.
If I'm throwing that 8, Black, I'm throwing that 8 as hard as I can, and I nick that 7, that 7's just gonna fly everywhere and it's gonna spin and it's gonna hit that 10 and I'm gonna pick up my spare.
Okay, now that we're talking about that, yeah, I mean, now that I think about it, he did used to damn near throw the ball into the back of the bowling lane. So, I mean, I guess when you look at the pin bouncing around, that's a possibility. I mean, we're not talking technique here. We're talking he dang near throw the eight-pound ball.
But that doesn't even make sense, Ronnie. His fingers would not fit in the 8-pound ball. Was he throwing it like a tennis ball?
He was shot putting it. He was bowling like Shaq shoot free throws. Like he was throwing it down the lane.
Here's how we got. This is how we got on the subject. Ronnie Brown is with us. Here's how we got on the subject. So yesterday you talked about how rare it is, like you don't even see that on TV. Did you see the highlight from Fox Sports 1 of the professional bowler that actually picked up the 7-10 split?
I did not.
Okay, this is how we got on the topic. So yesterday we play this highlight on the show. This is FS1, a 7-10 split. Listen to this, Ronnie. A 7-10 split has not been shown live on television in a televised PBA event in 30 years. No one has hit the 7-10 split in 30 years. Here's what happened over the weekend.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh
he
God.
Did it! Woo! Jackson just dropped a 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
I mean, they're a little excited, Ronnie, because it's a very rare feat. And then I play that, and then Crowder's like, oh, yeah, I've done that. No biggie.
Yeah, I mean, and I so go back, they did say it's happened three times in the history of PBA on TV. So, I mean, there is likelihood, but what's the likelihood of somebody winning? How many Super Bowls Tom got now? 7? Going to 10? He went to as many as I played in the league. That's not likely. The hole in one. So there is a possibility, and I will tell you, you sit next to a guy who he's a competitor. So in the sense of when he sizes a guy up, in his mind he says there's no way in the world that this guy is more athletic than I am. So if he don't feel like you're more athletic, if you do something, 9 times out of 10, he feel like he can do that as well. So when you look at bowlers, they're not the most swift of foot. They're not the biggest, most strong guys. So, I mean, hey, Crowder would be the one to say, man, I can do that. Like, that's that confidence. That's why he was my buddy. Like, you got to hang with people who, no matter what the situation is, they're going to bring you up. So, hey, man, you got the right guy.
All right, well, I'm going to allow you, Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown's doing a little political dance here. He has said a million words, but I can't figure out which side he's. Now I'm going to press you on it. Ronnie Brown, you are going to be.
You're
sitting on the jury. You're sitting on the jury now, and the verdict has to be read by foreman Ronnie Brown. Did Channing Crowder pick up the 7-10 split, hit a hole-in-one, and intercept Tom Brady all in the last 20 years?
I like him to do one of the three. Not all three. One of the three.
All right, so you've acquitted him of two possibilities.
We got out of two charges. Now we got a possibility. We just got to prove the third one.
Would you like to make a statement, Channing Crowder, to your friend, Ronnie Brown?
Ronnie, all the bowling we did, all the golfing we did, just one good hit, one good turn, and you got it. I'm not saying I'm doing it again. I'm just saying that one time, that glowing moment where all the stars aligned, and, you know, and the light-skinned wonder pulls it out. The light-skinned wonder can pull out a lot of stuff. Hell, I do it all.
Light-skinned wonder.
Has he talked you into changing your mind?
No, because what we were doing, we didn't always have the greatest technique, so it wasn't always intentional. So, of course, yeah, we got lucky, but I'm still going with not 3 out of 3. That's tough. Like, I like 1 out of 3. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, brother. You just got to pick which one it is.
But I'm not saying it's skill. It's a life movie, can't get right, dumb mistake. My hole in one and my 7-10 split, they were dumb mistakes. I probably was drunk and had my eyes closed when I hit the 7-10, but it still swept across that little lane and hit the 10. Come on, man.
It count. If it happened, it count. I'm just saying the likelihood of it. I ain't going with you, brother. I love you, but I ain't going with you. Not for all three of them.
That's perfect. Ronnie Brown. So Crowder tells us that you're a serious bowler, though, right? So you own several bowling balls and bowling shoes. He says you wake up and you'll roll a 200 without even opening your eyes.
I used to bowl a good little bit. But since I've left Miami, I haven't been bowling probably since then, because when I left my place down there and when I saw, I'm sure those bowling balls, they're in the basement of the garage somewhere up here at my house maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen those bowling balls in probably in 20 years maybe. Nah, wow. It ain't been that long. But really, it's been a while. I haven't even been in a bowling alley, but probably a couple times since I left Miami.
Damn. And I picked
up the golf club.
You still golfing?
Yeah, I don't play much, but when I can, boy, I'm out there. I don't know if you call it golfing, but I'm out there.
Okay. I told him yesterday, bro, you a hell of an athlete. Bowling, golf, all that stuff. Hey, man, tell him quickly, because a bunch of people down here, you know, they love you to death. Everybody know Ronnie Brown. Tell him what you're doing now, man. You hear all those crazy stories of retired guys, you know what I'm saying, going crazy, spending all their money, you know, not having nothing going. Tell people what you're doing now, man.
Man, I actually transitioned into wealth management. You know, I'm a financial professional now. And it was something that I kind of picked up when I was in Miami. Not a lot of people knew, but I actually invested and sit on the board of a bank that we opened up in Fort Lauderdale. And that was really the catalyst. And so now, you know, I just transitioned to that. One, it was for a learning experience, me to pick up knowledge and information to be able to share. But then it's just, like you said, all the horror stories and all the stuff that you see happen and people being taken advantage of. I figured if anybody can make a difference, like Crowder say, man, why not me? So, you know, I transitioned into that and I'm enjoying it, learning a lot, and really just appreciating it, you know, and having a second career.
That's very cool. That this is, see, now as we peel the layers of the onion back, this is why he's having a tough time believing that you're 3 of 3 of those events, Crowder, because he's a data-driven guy. He's obviously into data and numbers, and the numbers just don't mesh out. You're a great guy. We love you. You're our friend. But the numbers are not adding up. And that's what I think Ronnie Brown is telling you. From a financial perspective, he would have a tough time signing off on your tally there.
I don't ride with data because of the fact that I have one kidney, my teeth fell out twice, and I grew a whole new pair of teeth. I just, you know, I tore my ACL 4 times in high school and still made it. I don't like data. I like believing in the light-skinned wonder. That's what I like to do. That's my belief.
There you go. I believe in you. And I know Ronnie does, too. Ronnie Brown.
I do.
Perfect.
1,000%.
Me too. Just a slight tinge of doubt on the 7-10 split and the hole in one.
Look at you.
Ronnie Brown. Dolphins fans love you, Ronnie Brown. I'm looking at the text machine as you've been on with us this
season. And I love
Dolphins
being
fans
back.
Absolutely love you. So thank you for making time for us,
Tell
Ronnie.
Them Jeff got rid of me. Jeff Ireland got rid of me. I wanted to stay.
He's got Crowder's got those stories too.
I kill his ass every time I get a chance, Ronnie. I kill his ass.
Yeah. That's a sore subject, man. I don't like that one.
There you go. Ronnie Brown. Thank you, Ronnie.
All right, appreciate it.
I'll let you.
There you go, Ronnie Brown. That didn't go exactly the way that you had envisioned, I'm imagining.
I pulled him a little bit my way.
You did?
I pulled him a little bit my way.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I actually believe you. I now believe you. I wanted to make sure there was someone else who didn't. I believe you. Solana, do you believe Crowder in his 3 athletic feats?
Nah. Ronnie sold me there, man. Ronnie sold me.
Okay. So T, my buddy T Tex, he's listening. He was there. He was there for the hole in one. So now we have T and Jeff Darlington.
I don't know. I mean, there could have been drinking going on. Here's what happened.
There was a lot of drinking going on. There was a boatload of drinking going on.
If you get exuberant about something and your friends are around you, they're not going to question you in the moment. They're just going to enjoy the celebration. But now, years later, if we, you know, revisit it and try to figure out, did all this stuff really happen? I'm just saying, I'm just listening to Ronnie Brown. Seems like an intelligent guy, financial planner. I mean, he cast some doubt on it. I don't know.
I was there for 2 of the 3. He was at the Patriot game when I intercepted Brady. He was at the golf course, Heron Bay, in Coral Springs when I hit the hole in one with Jeff Darlington standing behind me. He said he wasn't there for the 7-10 split, though.
I don't know.
Boom.
One day we'll figure it out.